Hi, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts here tonight, Mary Hernandez, accompanied by Liz Sister, Jan Drake-Bakke, and Peg Jones. Both DC and Catherine are not here this week, but they should be back next week on the show. So welcome, ladies. How are you guys doing with the full moon energies and all these energies coming through for us with Jupiter and everything?
Wow.
Hanging in there.
Yeah,
quite
right?
A wild ride.
I think we could all say that.
That's about
yeah.
All we can
say. Yeah. I've been feeling, I was talking to Jan before, and I've been feeling like the nauseousness, the lightheadedness, and I've grounded so many times. I go out and ground in the park, in the woods, like twice a day. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm drinking enough water. So, you know, just letting it go. It's nothing wrong with me. It's just lots of energy coming through. So,
Did it seem like you can't drink enough water, Mary?
Yeah. I'm telling you, the more I drink, the more thirstier I am. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going on?
That's how I felt.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like, man. But I know at this time especially, we need to drink even more water.
Yes.
Because of the full moon energies and everything. And that was a double moon, right? I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I was traveling, so I'm like so out of the loop. I just got back on Sunday, so.
I don't know all the things about it, but I did see something that said it was a double moon because of the way, because of how close it was to the Earth, I think. So 2 nights.
Yeah,
it was
very close.
I'm like, I don't know where you guys are, but here in upstate New York, it was so big and beautiful and, like, I was like, oh, my God. It stopped everyone in their tracks every night.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was really nice. Big.
That's awesome. Well, I'll go ahead and introduce myself, and then we'll go around the table. So I'm Mary Hernandez, one of your hosts, and I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a numerologist, tarot and oracle card reader. I also create my candles. I'm also a trans healer, which I have to update my website. I did do some workshops at Lilydale this past summer, and, you know, we had some workshops with trans healing. So, and I've had some friends that I've tried the healing with, and they've been feeling really amazing and, you know, just letting go and releasing and healing them. So it's been really transformational what I learned at Lilydale this past summer. So you could book a reading with me or a trans healing or anything that you want, and or my Mother Mary candles that I have on my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email. You could also reach me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And then my website is angelwithin.com. And then I'll introduce DC Love. She's an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, and her in-dog spirits, Ginger and Joan Rivers. You can find DC Love at DC Love, at Facebook at DC Love. And then I'll also introduce Catherine, who's not here this week. Catherine Peoples is a medium, spiritual, shamanic life coach, and Reiki practitioner. And then I'll send it over to you, Jan, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, I'm Jan Drake. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're back, too.
Yes.
And Liz, too. And so, well, I'm on Facebook and Twitter also, and Jan Drake Bakke, and my website is www.wefindourway.com. Right now I'm not taking readings so I just got done with some other work, and so I'm taking a break from it. And but on my website are my predictions. If you want to see the last, we're in the last couple months here of my 2022 predictions. I haven't even started yet on 2023. But anyway, that's something that I like to do. It's something I work on. I didn't even know I could do it until Patty Negri asked me to do it several years ago. And she said, just go ahead and try it. And I didn't know I could even do it. And I did. So it's something that I work on, and I list them on my website. And I'm an animal totem reader. I see animals, and when I first give readings, I see the animals, and they come through and give messages. So I love to do that. And, yeah, that's mostly what I do. I also write poetry, and I'm working on trying to get my poems with singers who may want to use them in songs. So that's a goal. And eventually later I might even write an e-book or some kind of book. They are published already, and they are in Barnes & Noble's, a couple of them, in some poetry books that were out years ago. But I want to, you know, probably put together a whole book for them. So anyway, yeah, I call myself a psychic medium, and that's about it. Thank you.
You're welcome. How about you, Peg? Peg?
Sorry, I
think you're on mute.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll start over. So I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach and a channel and clairvoyant, clairsentient, and also clairaudient. And I'm an energy healer with several different modalities. I'm also the author of Living in a Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And this is a book of daily messages from the angels. And it also has a journal exercise too. I also do light language transmissions individually, but also work with a group of people where we do transmissions for the earth, for the planet, for the universe, for each other too. I also have a hypnomindfulness certificate one, and personally I have found that to be very helpful for myself, and also to share some exercises for others too. And I'm also about to complete phase two of sound healing with tuning forks this week. And let's see what else. My website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and you can register for classes. You can also ask for readings or for a channel or for light language transmission also. And you can contact me through email, which is on the website. And I guess that's really about it. I guess, you know, some of the resources that I have, I guess I just really want to help people to know the possibilities, you know, and to understand that they too are able to connect with spirit or with their angel. And so that's really about it. And that's it. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's it. So Liz, last but not least.
I was going to say, so many, where am I? Oh my goodness. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was muted. you sound like what I always introduce myself as, a spiritual guru, because I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah. You know, for so long it was just angels and maybe a little bit of energy healing, but I've hit a level in the last couple of years. And I see how it all connects, you know, because it really does. So it's pretty cool. Yeah,
absolutely. I started out with angels too. My coach she's an angel intuitive, and she was, everything she taught was about angels at first, and that's how I began as well. Kind of found everything else. The sound healing found its way to me, and the energy work and all of that. So it's very cool, and it is very all connected. And I can't say enough about living in this space, because it's just such a life-changing thing.
Definitely.
I'm your sister, and I am an intuitive. I get messages a variety of ways, just like the other ladies. I love to use tarot and oracle cards. I also do pendulums sometimes. I'm a Reiki healer. I'm a sound healer. Every Tuesday night on my Facebook page, you can see my live stream of my crystal theme goal meditation at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And if you miss it, the replays are posted. But I own a holistic center in upstate New York, and that's our Facebook page is at River Maven 77. That's where you can find me and find the singing bowls every week. There's 2.5 years worth of replays there, so there's plenty to listen to for anything. I definitely know two are the same, because they just, you play whatever comes to you. But along with that stuff, I'm a meditation coach, a teacher of the metaphysical and spiritual. And I think, just like Peg said, you know, I want to help other people. I want to let them know that this is out there, and that there's alternatives and there's better ways, and we can live in this space that's not hard and not, you know, painful and hurtful all the time. We can live in an elevated space of happiness all the time. So that's what I try to do. That's what I try to spread with my classes and things that I teach here. I try to do a lot of work with kids, because I think that if we learn the meditation and the mindfulness when we're young and become aware of it, it'll set us up for a better adulthood. I'm sure many of us can agree that if we knew how to meditate when we were young teenagers or young adults, that we probably would have been in a different place in life.
Yeah.
So it's a very powerful tool. So I think that's all about me, since I got all goofed up. But I did bring a bowl with me this evening. I don't know if we're ready for that. For sharing yet? Are we? We'd like to have a nice.
We can. You can start, and then.
Okay.
You can start.
All right. Well, everybody, take a nice big deep breath in through your nose. Let it out through your mouth, nice and slow. And take another deep breath in for yourself, and let it out. And just as you take your next breath in, focus your attention on the sound.
That's so nice.
Thank you. Wow, that was a good one.
I loved it.
Thank you.
It's all connected.
Well, I know Peg has today's angel message, and then Jen has her beautiful poems, and then I'll read the cards for the day. So, Peg, if you'd like to read the message, if you're ready, if not, we'll go with Jen with the message from the angels for today.
Yep, I'm ready. October 12th, dear children, creativity is something that happens in stages. There's the planning that goes with the visualization of the project. Then there is the planning of materials and how you will execute the start of the project. Then there is the actual creation of the project. Life is like that too. We are co-creators with the universe concerning our lives. We visualize our vision for ourselves, and then the universe helps us to work towards the goal by putting people, places, and things into our path. However, we only have partial control over how our vision manifests. We work towards our goal, and it is created in divine timing, not in the timing we sometimes visualize it to be. And then the journal exercise is, what project are you working on, and how are all the pieces coming together? And then I always say, think about it and journal about it.
Wow. That's a great message, Peg, because I was actually, before the show, I was putting together, well, on my walk, on one of my two walks, I was putting together in my head the list of things that I wanted to create, you know, for my candle business and what else I want to offer besides Mother Mary candles. I want to offer like other scented candles where, you know, of the seasons, as the seasons change, I also wanted to do that. And then, you know, like I was just putting together my order before the show so that after the show I can place my order on the supplies that I need. So I'm super excited that that came through, and I know it's something that, you know, must be written, and it's slow, you know, it takes time, you know.
It does, so, yeah. But also, you know, creativity is so much about our intuition. And, you know, I always encourage people to find creative, you know, outlets, you know. And I actually do have a creative mastermind that different people come and join. We meet every other week usually. So, and I think I'm going to be opening it to others. So if anyone out there is interested, you can contact me on my website.
Awesome. And what's the website again?
Okay. PegsAngelicaWhispers.com. But
okay,
you all
okay,
can
that's
just
it.
Find me on Messenger.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that beautiful message. It definitely resonated, and I'm sure a lot of people, it resonated with them, because this is the time to create. This is the time to get creative. And there was so many ideas just flowing through me, you know, walking here. It was just, like, so magical. So I wrote everything down that they wanted me to work on.
Great.
Super excited. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just saying, it also resonated with me, Peg, because I, you know, with this full moon, it was about, you know, what are you going to start? Putting your new things down, you know, making your plans and all that. So that's what I've been working on this week as well. It's a great synchronicity.
It is. Uh-huh. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and Peg, I didn't even want you to stop. I didn't want you to stop. It ended too short. It was so beautiful, and so was the bowl, Liz. I could have listened to that forever.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Well, yeah, there's a lot of messages in the book about creativity. A great deal.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's our most powerful outlet, really.
It is, definitely. And, you know, that's when I really didn't start writing until I was almost 50. And It just, you know, and I wasn't expecting to be writing with the angels when I first started. You know, you just kind of see what happens. So,
yeah,
exactly.
That divine timing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, I have quite. I have a few projects that I've kind of finished too. So.
Yeah. Would you like to share your poems now, Jen?
Yeah, sure. I keep taking some out because I just have so many, and I'm thinking, geez, I don't know if you want to hear all these, but I took quite a few out, so maybe it won't be so long. But if it goes too long, just tell me to
no,
stop.
No, just
I can
go ahead.
Share.
Don't worry about it.
We would never stop you, Jan. You're at
yes,
the wrong
no,
thing.
Never. They're just so beautiful.
All right. Well, I mean, I can share them on another show, but I just, for some reason, I got a real handful here. So anyway, here we go. So this one goes, this is for the full moon poem. In this moonlight, my face shines and I can see the possibilities. And for that, I am grateful. In this moonlight, I can move with ease. And I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. In this moonlight, I can be blessed with the part of the heavens in my heart and soul. In this moonlight, I can be less stressed and share a new start and a new goal. And this one says, Heavenly Father, Blessed Mother, align our souls, heal our sister and brother. Mother, Father, God, Divine Majesty, we await your appointment to rid of our travesty. And this one says, speak peace. Speak peace to our enemies, then peace will be with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And this one says, more heart. Less tripping, more heart in the center of everything. Less worry and stress, but with more heart and openness. And this one says, a miracle to behold. Step out of your comfort zone, a time to grow. Take a chance, let go. New beginnings, releasing the old. Dare to stretch and breathe deeply for a miracle to behold. And this one is Cosmic God, the shiniest diamond, the clearest crystal. This light is beyond all universes. It is all universes. Let this light shine down on us. Let it shine within us. I want more of it. The Cosmic God, God of miracles, perfect balancer, trusted guide, let me feel it. Help me to abide. Stay by my side. And this one says, you don't. You don't have to say anything about anything that you don't want to. You don't have to say anything about anyone, about yourself, anytime, anywhere, any place, with anyone, ever. And this is a Halloween poem, and it says, walk through the mist, Halloween. No more broken dreams, but there were some broken hearts. So the creatures of the night came to assist. And in the coming days, we would be seeing loved ones crossed, and it would be all right. As we walk through the dark and as we walk through the mist. And this one's called The Ghostly Ones. A little creepy, a little freaky, a little jagged, some of them are dead. A little spooky, a little eerie, a little haunted, enough said. Come a little closer, there will be exposure of the ghostly ones on Halloween night before you go to bed. And this one says, for all of us, less judging, less intolerance, less us and theming, more acceptance, more appreciation, more bridging for all of us. And this one says, can we meet in a place where there are not scars for you and not scars for me? It's gentle and fiercely beautiful there. This I dare. And this one's a grief poem. When your world has been shaken and there is nothing else you can do, and there is nothing else you can feel. Remember to look forward to a new life. It is real. Take your pain and sorrow to another place. Let it go. Don't look back. Go to tomorrow. And this one says, peace vibes. Stop the chaos. Be the peace. Send the world calm vibes for joy to increase. And actually, I'm almost done. This one's called Many Challenges. For some of us, we are hit with many challenges during this time. Challenges coming through left and right, while surrender is our gift as challenges come our way. There is nothing we can't overcome. Remember to surrender to the light on any given day. And this one says, slipping. Please, heaven, hold on to me now. I'm slipping out of your sight. My heart has just broken off another piece, and I'm holding on to you with all of my might. I'm not sure where I'm heading. I'm full of fire. I'm going to ignite. I'm slipping off this reality. I'm not normally a crier. Ooh, that was sad. And this one, oh, I'm going to go ahead and just read it. Oh, what the heck. It's called High Cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's off the wall. They say I have too high cholesterol. How am I going to cope? They say I'm on a slippery slope. My eyes got teary and my brain got weary. Right after we talked, the doc saying, my heart is all blocked. What to do now? I don't know what happened or how. This is way scary. I hope I can still be a fairy. They say it will be okay because on a certain day, they will check it all out. There is no time to pout. It's a third heart surgery coming for me. It's going to save my life. Yippee! And this one says, fly, music, fly. Love can be a soft melody in the wind or strong rhythms in the sky that kiss us with a rainbow as we sigh. And that's that. That's it.
Wow. Those are beautiful. I mean, they were all beautiful.
Thank you.
I like the one with cholesterol because, who doesn't or has had in the past high cholesterol? I mean, I'm raising my hand.
Right.
But now it's all controlled.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a point in my life I did, but, you know, it's hereditary also, right? Like my whole family had heart issues, like from my dad's side. So it's just like, I'm the only one, knock on wood, that, you know, has been able to, like, keep it, like, low.
That's good. And
healthy, thank God. But I also like the miracle one. That one was beautiful with it. The one that said with a new beginning, because that's what we're going through right now, right? Everyone's going through new beginnings and miracles are happening,
absolutely,
you know, with all this planetary movement. So that was beautiful too.
Oh,
and then,
thank you.
You're welcome. So
I'm writing
that
down. I
pulled one card. Yeah, that one's beautiful. The miracle one. I like it. I pulled a card from the Kyle Gray Gateway of Light Activation card for everyone, and I'll post it on the Secret Embers. But the card that came out was the Halls of Amenti Initiation. Secrets are being revealed, treasures uncovered, and there's a lot of initiation. So this card, the Halls of Amenti are a sacred learning space that were energetically transported by Thoth from Atlantis to the spiritual plane before Atlantis came to an end. It is said that the portal to this historic retreat is energetically connected to the Great Pyramid of Giza, or Giza, I don't know how to say it. Many believe that the physical remains of these halls can be found there. We don't have to physically visit Egypt to access these energies, though. The Halls of Amenti are said to have been the home of the Emerald Tablet. They are a space of ancient mysteries and service to the expansion of humanity, which that's what we're going through right now. On this card, you will see two pillars, an echo of the two pillars that have been found in sacred places throughout history. The black pillar represents the physical world and the white represents the spiritual, indicating that this sacred space is between the worlds. If you feel called to these halls or they seem oddly familiar, there is a chance you have visited them in the dream time or even before this incarnation. So it's just imagining that you are at the Great Pyramid and above its apex, a portal opens, drawing you in. See yourself at the center of a sacred temple and set clear intentions to align with your higher purpose and receive a transmission of ancient wisdom. So I might as well read the rest. You are in a deep initiatory chamber at this time. You might feel that things are heavy and challenging, but know that a reconfiguration is happening in your life. Energetically, you are going through an initiation that will allow you to go beyond the fears of the ego and transcend the limitations of the physical realm. You might not feel that light is present because you are in the middle of this phase at the moment, but know that it is present within you. You might be feeling frustrated or overwhelmed, but a lot of this anxiety is actually old energies that were stored in the depths of your body being released so that your vibration can rise. And I totally resonate with this card because, I mean, we're all going through this transitory, initiatory chamber right now where, you know, we're having challenges, heavy emotions, grief, everything is coming up, right? You know, just pushing through it, you know, and releasing and rise, you know. What I've been doing a lot of is a lot of meditation. Like I've been trying to meditate at least 2 to 3 times a day now, trying to get better at that. Because while I was on vacation, I think the only meditations I was doing, Jen, was Igor's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't miss his meditation. So, but yeah.
I know.
I've missed it
so many times now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's been great. And he did talk about 2 pillars. So it's amazing that this card comes out because he spoke about 2 pillars. They were coming in and feeding us with 2 pillars of light in the back of our neck yesterday. So that was amazing. That's just so synchronistic that, you know, the card and that is for everyone, but it's just a confirmation of what occurred yesterday. You know, during the meditation.
Oh my goodness. That's so neat.
Yeah, it is. I actually, you know how much I love our Tuesday meditation.
Yes.
And I'm just, wow, today's a slow day. We only have, so the switchboard is kind of quiet today. So, anyway, we're going to start taking some callers. Are you guys, are you ladies ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Area code 612, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Oh, hi, ladies. Oh, you are so beautiful and so lovely. And you know what's really extraordinary? My name is Constance. Hello, my beautiful Jan Bluebell. My beautiful,
hi,
beautiful one.
Hi, Constance.
Hi, I'm glad you called
me. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Constance.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Oh, you beautiful people. You know what I've been doing, you know, I've been having the most extraordinary, sometimes they're very, very, I mean, all my dreams have been very, the last 2 weeks, really, really vivid. But last night I saw that an ancient wall of clay with like the drawings on it, like how they would speak in that ancient language, like with a message, you know, like in brown clay on a wall. Not animals. There weren't animals on them. So it was like... Yes, exactly. Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So I saw that last night. I thought, interesting, you know. And then I'm having visits. My uncle lived in Sanibel, and I visited him many, many times. I would make the trip from Seattle to Sanibel to care for him. He was my dad's closest brother in age. He was a composer, musician, as they all were, you know. And so I would go to one. I woke up one. Well, I wasn't really waking. It was a visit for sure. I wasn't awake, but all of a sudden, above me, I see my Uncle Rolf, and I go, Uncle Rolf, you're okay. And he goes, well, of course I'm okay. I said, but Sanibel is gone. And he goes, I'm not Aunt Sanibel there. I'm no longer there. And I said, oh, I'm so glad you're okay. And that was the end of it. In other words, I was so worried because I'd seen Sanibel just be washed away, and that's where its winter home was, you know. And I was there many, many times. I could have gone to Europe faster than going from Seattle to Sanibel, trust me. But I would go and help him, and he was 88 last time when he passed. And he is interned in my home state here in Minnesota. So, I've heard the stories, buried them all, carried their energy to a degree where I made a promise never to forget. I'm having visions of, I just did a big, I'm on YouTube now. As of Monday, Jan saw it. I never thought, and I just don't think that way in my, I don't connect my own world in that way, but a friend of mine messaged me from Rome, and he saw me online at 5:30 in the morning, Minnesota time. And he said, well, would you do an interview for Ballet International? I said, well, sure, but I never consider myself on the level as the Kirov dancers or anybody like that. But he and some others apparently did. And so he said, I need to hear your story. We need to talk about your family and the music and the dance and your career as a ballerina before I ever met Jan at the MGM and beyond. And so, anyways, it was lovely, and it was early here, but I was able to speak about the importance of music and the world and harmonics and how we are just blessed with this grace around us. And I just said, just look at your trees, just hear the wind. Take it all in. It's God's grace there for you. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. It's what he gave us. It's a gift. And so I said, because that's what he said, well, what do you want to leave with the dancers of the next generation? I said, I want them to remember and respect where we came from. And all those that sacrificed before us to get to where we are today, whether it be music or dance. They all made giant sacrifices. Every generation did. Some more so than others to be where we are today. So I'm having these like vivid, moments that are just like unplanned, putting down plops in history of my life, and then I am going through some very serious medical stuff on Monday, and I'm very frightened, I must tell you, because I know this test just once before, and there's only one test, and there's three, like eternity, on Monday, and it's in a hospital situation, so they're there to kind of diffuse anything that might happen, but it's to test me to finally maybe get me out of my bed after 2.5 years of COVID being in bed and not being able to walk. So I still have a voice. I still have grace. I'm thankful for everything that I have. And I'm trying, and today is the International Day of the Rosary. For anyone that's listening out there who is Catholic, please say your rosary today. It's important to pray for the world. The world is in trouble.
Very much so.
And today is that day. And
ironically, thanks for reminding us, Constance.
Yeah.
Thank you, Constance.
My other rosary broke. I don't know what happened to it. I would wear it around my left wrist and it broke. And so today, the deacon from my church dropped off a new rosary for me, which was
a gift.
And I thought, oh my gosh, isn't that incredible? And it's the International Day of the Rosary. And so we all know that we are blessed to be here. We have a mission. We don't know what it is. Mine has certainly not been revealed. I don't know why I'm still here other than to have a voice. And I'm scared to death about Monday. I must tell you, I have such big trepidation. I have an infection that I'm fighting this RN about, you know, a simple antibiotic. And she doesn't seem to understand that what was valid 15 years ago is not valid today, because I've survived COVID twice, not once, but twice. And I'm not the same body that I was in 2010. It's changed radically. And I've had many TIAs, and Jan knows what that's about. And so these things are concerning to my providers. And I just wanted to let you know that to please pray for the people of the world. Please pray for me as I go through these things to get me ready for a surgery that will at least help me walk with a walker someday, probably in next
Absolutely.
Year. You know, next
and you
year
will
probably
walk again.
Because, yeah, I'm
Candace,
sure I will.
You know,
I
we
just,
have told
you know,
her that we see you walking again. So, I mean, it's just a matter of the mind, right? We have to clear a mind and state what we want and visualize ourselves walking, not, you know, saying the story of the 2 years of COVID. That's the old, that was the old you. That was the past. This is the present. The present is what you're going through right now, how fantastic it is that people are calling you to speak your story, to tell them about your life, and that's beautiful. That's the story that we'd like to hear and for you to continue, because it's just so magical what's happening to you. You're having so many like visions and they're showing you so many things. Like I think that card that I pulled out and I'll post it on Sacred Embers, the Halls of Menti, is exactly what you're
that was
you're
what seeing. I saw
yeah.
that wall.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean I'm gonna
and
post
I thought
it
to myself
and,
ancient, mm-hmm. I said, look, I'm looking at an ancient clay wall.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I don't know where it is, but it's not on this continent.
Right.
No way.
So there's an initiation to that card, which I'll post the 3 pages, and I've read it out as well
I
on
heard
the show
you.
Earlier. Yeah. So it's
yeah.
just perfect for you, because that's exactly, and that's exactly what I've been to in my pictures of the sky. I see lots of pyramids. Like they're showing me lots of pyramids, lots of portals. I mean, there's just so much going on at this time, but you know, I'm so happy. You sound so much better. I mean, I'm really happy for you, and everything is going to work out in divine timing. You know, there's no need to worry. There's always hiccups, right? Because we all go through hiccups and grief and pain. And, you know, I was out for like 8 weeks, you know, with a herniated disc, but I recovered, you know, and it took
a lot,
but you know, it's just our mind, right? Keeping our mind positive and just, you know, having code words, you know, like I used to have with Catherine and DC, code words of I wasn't feeling good, but I didn't want to say I was in pain, because pain, when you say
right.
pain, that means you're going to stay in pain, right? It's just we had a code word
right.
where I would say, I'm okay. And they knew right away, DC and Catherine knew right away I wasn't okay. You know, but I didn't want to say the word the pain, because that's how you stay, you know. So I would say
right.
I'm feeling fabulous. And eventually I did feel
it's
fabulous.
It's manifesting fabulous. It's manifesting
yes.
that fabulousness.
Yes.
It's just that
and
I'm
you're
trying,
gonna walk
I am
again, Constance.
Desperately trying. Slowly, there's some sensation coming back to my
mm-hmm.
feet.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a slow, slow progression. The nerve endings may be, you know, they regenerate so slowly, you know, like slower than the molasses in January, as we'd say here in Minnesota, because it's so cold, it doesn't pour very fast, a very old saying from my mother's time. But, you know, and I've seen her so much. I looked at the door of my room one morning, and I just saw my mother standing there. And then I said, Mom. And then I realized that I wasn't in my family home anymore, because I came to a little bit, and I thought, she's right here with me. But she was a critical care nurse, you see. So she's right here. Just going,
mm-hmm.
okay, little one. And then, you know, I'm doing things, believe it or not, you know, I'm very good friends with Marie Stravinsky, as I told Jan and in my video. And, you know, Marie was, you know, so flattered that I talked about just how lovely she is. She holds the Igor Stravinsky Foundation, and I've danced those ballets, and they're so, so difficult. And just to read a score is all next to impossible. But you know what? It is like a genius, you know? But that man, Igor Stravinsky, was so genteel and kind. And there's been so many people along my pathway that have been that way with me. And I've been so blessed by that. So how could I say anything now, like, if this is my penance? Like, I have a very good friend in Boston who said to me, was a devout Catholic, who said, well, you're paying your penance ahead of time, Constance. You know, you're paying your penance now, so you won't have to do it later. And I said, oh, I guess that's it then. You know, I'll take that one. That sounds good to me. You know, this time, you know, reflecting. And so I've been doing research, you know, and I've just discovered so much that is people have forgotten that. I wish people out there that are listening remember the sacrifices of the people that came before you that made this world so beautiful and possible for you today. Remember their sacrifices, because without that, we wouldn't be in this beautiful world right now. I mean, yes, there's things that are going on that I make my hair curl and cringe, but I just think about what my own family told me, what they survived, and I'm just astounded that they even survived in Germany in the Holocaust. But also, I want you to know how dark and how inspirational you are, and how lovely it is to hear the words that you speak, and you talk about reality. This is not fake. This is real. Mm-hmm. This is what's really going on. And I'm so blessed to listen to you. Intelligence and knowledge and real research. That is a blessing. And everybody out there, please just be blessed to listening to these words and take it to heart. Take it to heart. and go forward with it in whatever way you can, whatever way you're able to take it forward, move it forward. Thank you, ladies, for your time today. I send
my
blessings
Constance.
To you.
Oh, you're that's
welcome.
So beautiful.
Thank
you, Constance, you sound so amazing, I just have to say. I mean, you know, we've spoken numerous times, and you just sound so much better and so upbeat, and it's just a new you, you know. And I don't know if the ladies have anything, if anything came up.
Oh,
but,
I do.
You know, I know everything is going to be great. Okay, Jen, so I'll let you go first, and then Peg can go and Liz.
I have something
Obola.
As well, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And Mary, I love what you're saying. Love what you're
yeah.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
And Constance, I love what you're saying too. And I'm glad that you are. I'm glad that you did that interview. I did listen to it. I put it on my page for anyone who would like to listen to it. It's just beautiful. Constance is not just a dancer. She's one of the very, very, very special dancers who's extremely well trained, and she was a ballerina, a real ballerina, and she was in the New York City Ballet. Very few people in the world ever get to be in those type of ballet companies, and she was in the show Hello Hollywood Hello, which was the same show I was in. We were in it at different times. You have to be ballet trained to be in a show like that. Now, I was never as well trained as Constance. My training, as everybody knows, was gymnastics, but I did have ballet training, of course, because otherwise I wouldn't have gotten in the show. But she was a ballerina, a highly trained ballerina, and so she and her family were all highly trained musicians. So she comes from a whole nother world, and she's been able to use her artistry beautifully, and she's done a lot of other things after the shows to use her artistry, but I won't go on. But anyway, I'm glad they interviewed you, and I know you're going through a heck of a time with your health. Yes, like Mary, I talked to Constance too, and we discussed this. But what I was feeling right away was about this test coming up. When you're talking about it, is that you will be able to you're going to be able to handle it. But I did feel you're going to get a little nauseated. That came to me right away, but it's not going to be overwhelming. It's just going to be, you're going to handle it. I hear you're going to get through the test whenever you have to do it. But
Monday.
I hear that Monday. But I hear that it will go, it's going to be a little bit intense for you because it is an intense test, but I hear you go through it and you handle it. That's what I'm hearing. And I heard it just the way, remember when you said you needed medicine and I said, you're going to get the medicine, and they gave it to you, they got it for you. This is how I'm hearing this too, the same thing. So don't, as Mary said, don't worry. You're going through these things. My goodness, you've had so many to go through, like so many, but you just keep going right through them. And also, I wanted to say about Constance, she is a psychic medium. She does have the abilities. She's brilliant. She could be right here with us giving readings and doing all this work too. Maybe she will in the future. Anyway, the animals that I did see for you was, I have it all right here. The first animal that I saw that came through really clearly was an owl. I don't know if I've ever given you that animal before, but I'll tell you, this animal is really clear. And the owl says to meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. And Mary talked all about meditation, so that's a confirmation there too. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not. Look closely and of the guises of what anyone is wearing. This is a particularly right period for you for intuition and for wisdom. And now is a particular time for prophecy, and you will see, hear, and feel events before they actually happen. Your most creative cycle now is the night, so set aside time in the evening to work on these projects. So that's for the owl, and the owl, I'm seeing the owl still. I think this may be one of your main animals is owl. I don't know, but it's so powerful.
Is this owl white? Because the owl that I keep coming across is that beautiful Arctic white owl that has the black wings.
It has
the
black
spots.
Yes, I see black.
Yes, that's the owl.
Okay, that's the one then.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the owl. That's my owl.
Wow. Well, I'm seeing it, and he's so strong around you. I mean, he's like, he won't leave until, you know, you probably get off the phone, or even after. He's just right there in front of my face, and he's your animal. And then also, you have a dog, and the dog is, at first I saw a German Shepherd, and then I saw a smaller dog with kind of mixed colors, you know, dark. I don't know if you have ever had a dog like that.
Well, this is your barking. That's Averlou.
What's his name?
Her. She's a rescue.
Her.
Averlou.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yorkshire Terrier.
Averlou. Oh, well, that's okay. That's the dog I'm seeing then.
She sleeps with me.
Yes.
She kisses me every morning. She comes and kisses me.
That's what my cat does too every morning. Isn't that neat when they do that? I just love it when they do that. My cat does that too. But let me tell you what the dog says so I can hand you over to the other ladies because they have a lot to give you. The dog says, our healing is the joy of being, of partnership and friendliness, of simple things, walking, running, sniffing, chasing, and playing when you want to play. We have a pact with humans, an agreement from ancient times. We are attuned to you, aligned in the heart space of love and protection. We play many roles to help you find your inner dog. We sit beside you, and our healing is about softening yourself, opening your heart to joy and fun. We are clear and true, and we trust you to shine brightly. We know how to play and touch your soul with love. We will be with you to the end. So there it is, Constance, and I just want to say I am so grateful and very honored to know you and to have had the times that we've had talking together, and I'm glad that you came on the show and shared your wisdom. You are so amazing. So I'm going to pass you to the other ladies.
Love you, Jan.
Love
you,
too.
My beautiful bluebell.
Thank you. So is it Peg or Liz?
Peg, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hi, Constance.
Okay.
Hi.
I have a card for you from, it's called the Sacred Creators Oracle card. And the card that came up was Fearless Expression, focusing, and it's interesting. It's just a simple graphic of a old-fashioned microphone with the throat chakra kind of sign kind of on top of the microphone. So it's all about keeping, you know, your throat chakra clear, because, and I can tell from what you've been talking about that you have quite a story for yourself, and you will be speaking about it more in time. So it's almost like they're asking you to really, you know, keep using your voice. And so I thought I would just read what it says. Essential meaning, your soul laid bare, self-confidence, knowing your heart song, and singing it clearly, accepting your value, self-worth, speaking and channeling effortlessly, finding your courage and the fearless expansion of your joy. In your self-care message, hiding your brilliance, unnecessary fear and self-doubt, not speaking up, deluded expression or saying what others want to hear instead of what you long to say. Well, I think you say what you want to say. I'm not sure that I completely agree with that. Your throat chakra microphone is buzzing because you've got something to say, so don't bottle up your thoughts or your opinions at this time. Your success is deeply connected to your self-expression, and the universe will support your dream as you step onto a new path of personal power and positive assertion. This is an exciting time for you. When you're communicating your desires, it's time to be mega honest. In this way, you delve into your own unique form of confident articulation only you can do. And then it says, let's see, know that once you've unleashed your voice, it will be really hard to not use your voice. And it's expressive by nature, so allow it to stretch and grow as you try new things. If you could share any one belief that you hold on to and feel relief in having shared it, what would it be? How could you become even more authentic in your expression? What nature of yourself is being silenced? Why does your throat chakra feel like it needs to play a bigger role in your life? So it's when you're ready, make a list of things your throat chakra microphone is begging to communicate. So I hope that made sense for you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm working on, like, okay, I'll give you an example. I know Marie Stravinsky. She holds the whole Igor Stravinsky Foundation. She lives in Europe. But she does, oh, you know, hold the rights to all of that music that I've danced, which is incredibly difficult. Just to even read the score is like madness. Like every two bars is a different time signature. And so I told her that, of course, our new maestro that's stepping on the podium October 20th, his debut piece is The Rite of Spring, which is a Stravinsky composition. And so I, you know, Marie and I messaged from Europe to here. And I said, oh my gosh, you know, the debut piece is, he's a Danish conductor. And so, you know, I said, it's Rite of Spring. And she goes, oh, so hard. I said, yes, I've danced it. Not kidding me. It's so hard. It's just, how does someone even think of that? That's what I want to know. It's just like, how does that come into someone's mind and then go on paper? And then it's just like so intense. Like it goes from, it is the Rite of Spring. It is an expression of nature in music. And
wow.
It's thunder and it's lightning and it's boom, boom, booming. And then it's beautiful and it's spring. And it's all the dynamics of what happens in spring. That's why it's called the Rite of Spring. And so this is a huge piece of chunk to for any maestro to take on. And so, of course, it's also one proving oneself on the podium. I'm up to the task. You know, here is the task, and it's probably one of the most difficult compositions in the world. And so I told Marie, and I want her to be on the big screen, you know, live stream from Europe to talk about her grandfather's ideology behind the composition of this piece. Now, so far, nobody's really buying into my idea, I think it's mm-hmm. brilliant myself. I mean, I really do, because who else could talk about it but a Stravinsky? Stravinsky
right.
is talking about Stravinsky. Like, how much more authentic could you possibly get? You know, I mean, please.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I want to slap them upside the head. Say, you know, I mean, you know, you show the Disney Pixar movies on the live stream. Why can't you show Marie talking about her grandfather and the Stravinsky Foundation and what the whole fact is saying, you know, it's just, so that is what's a stumbling block, put it this way. It's a temporary yeah. stumbling block. I haven't quite found the right person. I've been poo-pooed several times, but I feel like the door will open in time, you know, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, we still got a little bit of time before the debut. And I'm praying for that to happen because I think it's very important for the audience share to know why someone composes. Why?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, so... You know, in other words, that's my voice saying
yeah.
this is my friend Marie, and she yes. is the Stravinsky. You know, she can talk all about what she knows. This is her family. You know, so I'm praying for that really, really hard. Really, really hard.
Well,
that'll happen.
Yeah, you know, I think people would really enjoy it. You know, to hear from Stravinsky's
mm-hmm.
granddaughter.
Oh,
so,
absolutely. I just think
you
that.
You keep pushing.
what was behind Bach's, you know, or Beethoven or Brahms or, you know, what they were thinking, you know, when they were writing down a symphony, like Mozart in 35 minutes wrote a symphony. How could you possibly do all that? That seems to be literally impossible. It's from God, you know. And
right.
just, you know, these things are from a supernatural connection with the celestial world. I'll give you one example. My father was on his deathbed, and he asked to see only me. I was 15 years old. And he'd been a musician his entire life in many, many orchestras worldwide, you know. And he said to me, you know, I've just heard the most beautiful symphony, and I don't recognize the composer. I said, well, Dida, how is that possible? And he said, I'm sorry, but it's so beautiful that I can't even... I said, can you just describe any of it? And he goes, no, it's that magnificent. It's like from another galaxy plane. It's not of this world. Not of this world. He said, it makes Mozart sound like Tinker Toys. That's where my father's last words to me. That's what he was hearing as he left this earth. Something
well, yeah,
so beautiful.
That's great. That's a great story, too. And I thank you so much for sharing because it's just further validation for you, you know, to keep using your voice. And I think Liz has a call, has a card for you also. So I'm going to...
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Constance. I have to say, just like Mary said, it is so wonderful to hear your voice and your positive outlook. I know we talked a lot last summer, and you were in a horrible, horrible time of your life.
And yes, I did catch COVID a second time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
I did.
But you are,
survive.
Yep, and you're amazing. And I can't wait to watch the YouTube interview either, because I did listen to your podcast you were on last year as well, and I found it fascinating. You are, Jan is right, you are a fascinating woman. You have quite an amazing story, and everyone should definitely take advantage and listen to it, because it's very, very interesting and just enthralling, I think. So at the beginning of the show, I had a card fall out of my deck, and I was told it was for my first caller, and it says, it is expect miracles. So that is for you. Miracles are coming. I do believe that you're seeing your family members, because they're letting you know that they're there. They're there surrounding you and protecting you and helping you and holding you up. So there's nothing for you to worry about. You know, I know your history, and you have every reason in the world to have concern about going to the hospital or a doctor's office. But Monday morning when you get up, I want you to call all those people in, your mother, your uncle, and say, wrap me in your white light and keep me safe and protected today. And you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. They're going to be right there with you, protecting you. And you're going to stay healthy and fine. So I also pulled a card mm-hmm. for you from a deck that my friend Jennifer Cupcho created, and it's called The World Needs Me. And this card is The World Needs My Tenacity. So that card's for you, Constance. I don't know if you don't know what the word tenacity means, this card received with her deck when I got it. And it's the determination to continue what you are doing, perseverance or persistence. And I thought, this suits you to a T, because that is 100% mm-hmm. who you are. You persevere, you persist. That's why you're here. And the world needs people like you. And I absolutely love your idea of having Shravatsky's granddaughter on there telling the story. I mean, that is, I agree with you. What a wonderful way to hear about a musical piece, musical composition, and what the creator was, you know, how they were inspired to do it. And I believe you're right. Most times we hear they don't know, it just started flowing out of them, right? So you know it's that higher power and that spiritual energy moving through them to create. So what a beautiful, beautiful thing. I think it's I love the idea. I think it's fantastic. So I know it's going to pan out for you. It's coming. You're right. The right person hasn't heard it yet, but they're out there and they will.
Oh, I'm praying for that. Yes.
So I'm going to continue praying for you. I have been for the last few weeks. Jan has been updating us on how things have been going for you. So I will continue to pray for you. And I'm so glad to hear you in this positive light and outlook. And you just sound absolutely glowing, Constance. So congratulations.
I love you, ladies. You are so extraordinary. And I just, you know, you walk amongst the angels. You are all earth angels. Every one of you. You're earth angels.
Aww. As are
I
you.
I hope you know that.
As you are, Constance.
Yes, you are too,
I think
Constance.
Mary has a message for you, too.
Yes, I do. So Constance, I picked a postcard from Spirit for you, and it's just like perfect for you. So it says, dear you, oh my, things are stirred up and change is upon you. This is cause for celebration. No need to be nervous, but know that it's okay to be afraid when faced with uncertainties of life. The funny thing is that courage doesn't get mustered in the absence of fear, rather in spite of it or even because of it. Step into the unknown now. Let go of the branch you are clinging to and let Spirit take the wheel and help steer you to your highest good and most wonderful adventure. I'm so chilled, Constance. It says, all you need to concern yourself with is choosing courage as your ally. Leave the rest up to us. There's a load of miracles being shipped your way. Wow. I'm so chilled. Remember what philosopher Joseph Campbell said, take one step toward the gods, and they will take 10 toward you. We're all doing the destiny cha-cha dance on your behalf. That's right. Don't be afraid to dance. And I'm going to end it with, you will dance again. And it says, loving you always. And in the back, it says, hope floats. So having that hope, you know, and seeing yourself and, you know, all these messages are just optimistic and just magical for what you're going through right now. You're going through a transformation, and you, I feel like this is just amazing. Like, I'm just so happy for you. We all are. I mean, and, you know, I just want to end it with just saying that we'll continue praying for you as we all normally do on our show. You know, we'd love to hear from you, and thank you for calling, Constance. And I'm sure we'll hear from you.
There's somebody in my family. I finally figured out the family saying that I couldn't say in my video because it was so early in the morning. It's alles gut und Liebe, which is auf Deutsch, German, which is mean all is good. And I wish you always, always good and love and peace.
Aw, thank you.
Aww.
Thank you.
And you
Constance.
As well, Constance.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you, Constance.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Constance.
God bless you all. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Constance.
Bye.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So nice to hear her in a happy, happy way. Like,
Yes. I'm so elated. And you know what? Prayers are powerful, right? Like, every time, like, on my vacation, I would go to a chapel every day on my grounding walk. And I would keep, like, most of the people, obviously, my soul sisters, you ladies, but as well as the ones that really need that extra help, like Constance and, you know,
hello?
Jan, I pray for you, you
hello?
Know, and just my friends, you know.
Thank you.
So, you know, I've had two friends, close friends that have been stricken with cancer, and, you know, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, and besides with what I've gone through with my two, you know, deaths, the grief in my family. So, you know, I'm just like, okay, I got it. I get the message, you know. But, you know, keeping that faith that everything is working out in divine timing, everything that you're going through is for a reason. It's like, you know, like there's always a reason for everything that we go through. It's either a learning, a releasing, something. So it's just, you know, again, it's so magical to hear Constance so well, and I'm so happy that our prayers are working, and she's going to walk again. I'm saying it, and it'll happen.
I believe
you.
Last summer, when I
read for her, I pulled the card out of my deck that is Dance to the Song in Your Own Heart, and I said, look, Constance, there's a ballerina on here. I said, you're going to be it. And I saw it from the first time we talked to her over a year ago that I knew she was going to dance again. I saw it. So we can't wait to see that video.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh. All right. So I guess we can go on to our next caller now.
I'm going to pick up.
Area code 770. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
You sure may. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. Do you have a question for Lindy's name?
Hi. Probably several questions. As Jan already knows, my husband passed away on August 19th, and it's been a pretty rough go, naturally, as anyone would imagine. And I have been praying for signs from him, and something odd has been going on with one of the light bulbs in our bathroom. It goes not on and off, but all of a sudden it will flicker and go out. And then in no time at all, it's back on and as strong as the rest of the bulbs and the fixtures. And I'm not afraid of this. I'm always telling him, I'm always talking and telling him that I'm begging basically for something from him. And so maybe that's one way. What do I know? And I was told by someone that he was going to show himself to me. We're having a celebration of life for him here in Brunswick on Veterans Day, because he was a veteran, and it seemed like a perfect time. His birthday would be like 10 days before that. So anyway, I was told that he would show himself before the celebration of life. I would love to know if there is validity, if you can tell me if there is validity to that. I think his comments to this person where he didn't want me to be afraid or frightened, scared, or shaken by that. I probably have more questions, but that's enough to start with, isn't it?
Well, Linda, I have to say that I am so emotional. He's coming in very strong into my heart chakra and like just giving me or giving me to tell you all this love that he feels for you. It's just like, I want to cry. But it's joy. He loves you so very much. And I got a yes where he will like show himself somehow. I felt that deeply when you mentioned that, like I felt the chill and then I just got, you know, overwhelmed with emotions because he has so much love for you and he is around. He's going to show you so many ways, like with feathers, you know. My recent trip on my birthday, I was gone for 2 weeks really quickly. I was on a concert and all of a sudden I'm sitting listening to the concert and all of a sudden a feather comes from the top of the ceiling. And the person sitting next to me, another fan, was like, did you just see that? I'm like, yeah. And that was an angel. And she was like, oh, okay. That was really freaky. I was like, I think that was really amazing because my mom was there and my nephew, who my mom passed away on August 20th, and your husband passed away the day before.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes, and I'm sorry for your loss. And I think I remember reading to
yes,
you
we talked.
The day before, I think, or a couple of days before. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So my condolences to you, but I got a big yes. And I'll let Jan go and then Peg and then Liz.
Okay.
I talk to him every day, all day, and I even say good morning, honey, because he was cremated and I have his urn. And I just feel that the more I talk with him, whether I know he's here or not, I believe he is. And so, Jan, I'll let you go. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's beautiful. Fine. I love to hear what you have to say, totally. So I'm so glad you called in. And I agree with Mary completely. And I think he's already around you. I think he is the light bulb. I think he's working the light bulb for you. I got that immediately. And I think that he is looking in on you quite a bit. And but I was getting that he would be coming in a dream. Has he come in dreams yet?
No, he hasn't. No. But I tell you, something weird happened the other night. I dozed off watching television and really fell asleep. And then I awoke with a start, and it almost seemed like I saw a head.
Yeah.
And like he was there. But as soon as I woke up and you know, startled myself, then he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was gone. I have been, another thing is that I have been on occasion waking up shortly before 4 o'clock. It happened this morning again. And I only recently found out about the veil between 3 and 4. I set my alarm to wake up, and I tried talking, but I mean, I tried communicating, but I really didn't get anything. I know I have to keep trying, but it's hard to set your alarm for 3 o'clock in the morning and stay awake.
I know. You know,
so any suggestions would be.
Well, that's what I'm getting right now. I'm just getting this really strong, because I was telling Mary about this too, about my brother has been visiting me, and he's been knocking on the walls. He's knocking
I
on
heard
the walls.
That.
And and what I did, you know, and I haven't even been really asking him to visit. He just has. But one day, this was when the second time he knocked on the wall, I think, I put on a song that he and I used to love, Who Are You by The Who? And we had gone to a concert. He took me to that concert to see them, and a long, long time ago. Anyway, I put that song on, and after the song, I got these knocks on the wall right by my computer where I had the song on, and I knew it was him. And then he knocked again like a couple of days later. So I'm thinking maybe if you put on one of his favorite songs, or
Michael
put
Bublé.
Something out. Yeah, is that who he liked?
Yeah, he loved him.
Okay. All right. So you might want to try that, and or, you know, try something else that he really liked. You know, cook something that he really liked.
He was,
you know,
the cook.
Anything. Okay. Okay. Maybe cook something that he liked to cook. Or something. But I'm just in general, maybe just something that he liked, you know what I mean? So that he can give you a sign for it. But I really was getting I feel like he's already in your dreams, and I think you're going to see him sometime in a dream. Also, during the Halloween, this is just for any time for Halloween. What I've noticed on the few days before and after Halloween is when I get family visits. My family visit me in dreams. I mean,
really?
Like major visits. Huge. I see all of them. I get my dad, my brother, and my mom every year. This happens, and big visits. So, I mean, that's something you might think about, too.
That would be
wonderful.
Yeah. I was dreaming about alligators last night. How does that fit into anything?
Oh, you were?
I was. Honest to God. I woke up thinking, okay, that is not what I had intended to dream about. I don't know what I intended, but it certainly wasn't alligators.
I have to look that up for you. Let me just look it up
Would
for
you
real
please?
Fast.
I know, I was
going
to say, we have to get an interpretation.
Yeah, because that's just so...
That's bizarre.
I had alligators. It is bizarre. But my dad gave me alligators when I was a little girl. He bought some for he and I to take care of. which is, I mean,
wow,
of all things, but he just wanted to, and we had little ones, little miniature ones. So Alligator says, take your time to digest what you're now learning rather than rushing ahead to pursue further education or gather more information. You need to be very protective of your personal territory and assertive about your boundaries. This is a time for renewal and new beginnings as you emerge from a dark period of your life. Be sure to gather all the facts and look at the situation from all sides before passing judgment or taking action. It's an important time to honor your ancestors in any way that you can. And let's see. Moving rather slowly and deliberately is fine around your personal space. And take time to assess any troubling situation. But when you do act, you do act swiftly and without hesitation. So that's what the Alligator was.
It's fascinating because there's a situation. There was a situation last night. With a former friend. And so maybe that's where that came from. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. But also, just real quickly, and I don't have to read these, but unless you want me to, because I've already seen dogs for you, but I'm getting dogs, lots of dogs again. But I'm seeing different dogs this time. I am seeing German Shepherds again, but I'm also seeing Dobermans, and I'm seeing brown dogs. Boxers.
Seeing what?
And different types of brown boxers and different types of brown dogs. I don't know if you had Dobermans, but I saw German Shepherds. No,
we
Doberman.
Had a shepherd collie. We had a collie shepherd.
Okay.
But none of the others. But yeah, we did have
any
a
brown dogs
shepherd
at all?
Mix.
Okay.
Brown.
That's probably
yes.
Yeah, I just saw brown dogs. I don't. Okay. Yes. There you go.
Yes. We had a Sheltie mix named McGregor, and he was brown, sable, as it's called in the Sheltie world. And he was really pretty.
Aww.
He was really pretty.
And then I also got an orange striped kitty cat. And, Yes? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
More blonde.
I was wondering
more blonde than orange, but yes.
Okay.
His
excellent. So you had one.
Yes, and he was fabulous.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's your
boy.
Cat. That's your kitty. Okay. Well, that's what I was seeing, and so I'm gonna pass you over to the ladies, and I'm
glad
to talk to you. You're welcome.
Me
just,
to you, honey.
All right.
And things are better.
Yes, of course they are. It'll get better. I know it's just hard, but it'll get better.
And I'm thinking of you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh gosh. Mm. It'll be okay.
Yes, it will. Yes, it
thank
will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Peg. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Peg.
I have these little cards. They're called the original angel cards, and the one that I got was communication. And so, as you and Jan were speaking, I just wrote down ideas of how you can tell that there may be some communication. Like it was just like a right off. But first, when I thought how the light was turning off and on, I do feel that it was your husband that was doing it. And I just felt like I was hearing, keep shining your light. And also, you light up my life.
Peg, say that again. The last
keep shining your light, and you light up my life.
Hmm.
So it was like two different phrases.
yes.
that I feel may have some meaning for you. And then I also got very clear to, like, beware of dates, like birthdays and how they may show up, you know, like through the clock. You know, like sometimes it could be the month and the year or the day and the month or something.
Yes.
Because I personally have experienced that, and I know that it is a loved one letting me know they're there. Also, numbers that keep repeating, just, mm-hmm. you know, to see if they have meaning, or not to keep repeating, but numbers that you keep seeing, and just trying to see if it has some meaning for you. And also, let's see, also thinking of places that you used to go to, you know, or even going to places, like, I feel like he may try to remind you of different places or, you know, or events that happened. Also, like, you may hear some sayings or something, or, you know, something that he would say. That
yes.
might let you know that he's around you too, you know. And I'm also hearing that you can talk to him, you know, and you do. And I feel like he's letting you know that also through the lights.
yeah.
And let me see.
I do. I talk out loud to him all the time,
yeah.
like he's here.
Yeah. And I feel that he's hearing you.
That he is hearing me?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, yeah. On some level,
wonderful.
He may not be able to communicate directly yet, but at some point
yeah.
he will. But he's obviously manipulating the electricity in the home. So that, you know, is some type of communication. And I just wanted to say that my wedding anniversary is August 20th. So I thought that that was a little bit synchronistic too. Not that it has anything to do with
wow.
you, but it was kind of close to the date.
Mm.
So
interesting. Could any one of you kind of zero in and see if he has anything to say about Roxy? Roxy is one of our dogs, and Roxy and Jim had a most incredible relationship, and even though she loves me, and, I mean, she loved both of us. There was something very, very special about the relationship he had with her and vice versa. And I think his not being here has hit her very hard, and I think she's confused because we've got three dogs, and with two people, it was easy. With one person, the attention and my willingness to go out three times in the evening like he used to do with her is not the same. And I feel that she's getting short shrift, but I don't know what to do about it. And so I just wonder if he talks to her. Because there was one day when she was in here in the office on the chair, that was her chair when it was in the living room, and for no reason at all, seemingly, she just started to bark her head off. And I wondered if it was because he was in here with her. It hasn't happened since.
I think it's very possible. You know, you're just not sure. What do others think?
I totally, I heard loud and clear, Linda, for you. He came through and he said, no need to worry about Roxy. She will be okay. Just give her love. That's all she needs.
And she gets that.
Yeah. So just give her extra hugs or something.
Okay.
She's going to be okay for sure. I mean, that's what he said loud and clear. I heard it and I felt it and asked him again. So it's amazing how you're getting it through electronics, because that's the first time that Dad communicated with me back in 2003 was through electronics. Mm-hmm. He turned on an unhooked computer and turned it on and off like numerous times that I just freaked out. This was back in 2003, so my daughter's bedroom was like lit up, with her computer, and we all jumped in my bed. We were like, oh, no, don't do this. This is too scary. Don't scare us. So, you know, just asking him for confirmation that he's there, but at the same time, just ask him, don't scare me, right? If you're scared easily, then, you know, asking for that. And my dad wanted me to tell you that, you know, he could come also in a dream. So after so I was at Lilydale this past summer, and my dad came through. I was sleeping, and he came through, and he actually hugged me, and I felt the hug, like literally, like if a person was there. And I just woke up, like, startled, because I felt this weight on me while I was sleeping, and I was like, okay, I looked at the clock, and just like Peg said, what was the number? It was 4:37. And then the date was, I think it was August. It was something with a 1, because that's his grave number. So it was a confirmation that it was him, because that's the number I associate with him. It's his, either his birthday or his plot number, where mom and dad are now buried. And I was just like, okay, that's you. But then I had to take out my pendulum, because I was like, you know, I was at Lilydale. That's all spiritual, right? So I was like, okay, I want to make sure this was my dad hugging me. So anyway, I asked, and I got a big yes. It was Dad. So that was amazing. And, you know, communication will happen naturally. You know, it's just you don't have to put in your alarm for 4 a.m. because spirit knows, right? They'll give you the signs when you're up, even when you're up. You know, like it happened to me when I was sleeping. And he did it a couple of times, and now it's just numbers. When he's around, I see numbers, you know, like angel numbers. Like, I love angel numbers, so he knows that, and that's how he gives me messages. And then, you know, I see, like, blue jays or red cardinals, feathers. It's just, so much.
I've been seeing butterflies, excuse me, a lot of, monarch.
Beautiful.
Orange butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Cool.
So that's a new beginning, because I've been seeing a lot of monarchs in my trails, my walking trails that I do, and it's just like magical. For my birthday, actually, there were 3 monarch butterflies following my friend and I all throughout like a mile. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's my mom, my dad, and my nephew, who recently passed 2 weeks after my mom. So it was all 3 of them just following us, throughout the whole trail. And it was just so beautiful to see, because it was just like, thank you, thank you. You know, thank you for being here. Thank you.
Yes.
So it's just thanking them also, you know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry.
No, well, it's just thanking them, you know, for their confirmations, you know, like when we ask them to give us a sign if they're around, just thanking them because, and I'll let Liz give you a message, because then after that, there's four cards that happen to fall out of the deck for you from him, from talking to heaven. So I want to read that last, so I'll let Liz go.
Okay. And I also have another message for you too, Linda.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Should I just do it real fast or wait till after Linda?
Go ahead, Jan. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So Linda, when you were talking about Roxy, okay, I don't think I've met Roxy, but when you were talking about Roxy, I'm seeing a light colored dog, kind of. Is there tan color in this dog, light color?
No, she's black and smoke, black and gray.
Okay.
And she's
black and gray.
Shaggy,
okay.
Yes. And she's,
okay,
she's,
well, I was seeing a light colored dog, so I don't know who that is.
We do have a light colored dog. He's a little Sheltie.
Okay.
And he's very pretty.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes, very pretty. Yes, that's who I was seeing. Okay. What's the name of that dog?
Kimmy.
Oh, Kimmy. Kim. Okay.
Kimmy. Kimmy came with
sorry,
that name.
But I was seeing a man also with a beard and white. Did your husband have white hair? And
yes.
A beard, or and did he wear glasses?
A goatee. Yes.
And did he, and glasses?
He didn't
wear
until
glasses.
He had cataract surgery.
Okay.
So.
And he also had like this hat on, like a. My dad used to wear these hats. They're called Tam hats. I don't know if your husband ever wore hats, but I see a hat on.
Yes.
A Tam hat. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got that right. I'm seeing your husband smiling looking through a window in a room, and I thought it was Roxy, but it was Sheltie. I mean, it was Kimmy. Then, because I'm seeing a tan. He's looking at Kimmy, but I'm also hearing. He also said what I'm hearing. The message I'm hearing is the dogs are going to be fine. Give them more love. Just give them extra love and tell them I love them. And he goes, but he's looking at them. He's there. They see him.
Oh,
he's smiling
God.
At them. So that's why they're barking, or that's why Roxy is barking, because I see him looking in on them with his big smile and the Tam hat. It was an orange Tam hat. I don't know if he had an orange hat, but it was orange.
No, it was black.
Okay, well, I don't know why they're showing orange, but anyway.
Well,
he had white hair, and yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him, because if he had a white beard or white mustache and glasses. Okay, so that's what I had.
This is so good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Linda, it's Liz, and I wrote some things down because I knew I'd forget by the time we got back to me. So the light bulb is definitely your husband.
It is.
It's funny.
It is, really.
It is, yeah. And, you know, so when I was, you know, trying so hard to see, right, to see, you know, my spirit guides or my, you know, who was around me or whatever, I wasn't getting it, right? But we don't all see in the same way. Like, it's not, you know, your intuition is not always like with your eyesight, right? Sometimes you hear. Sometimes, like for me, I get a feeling in my body. I don't visually see anything. I get a feeling. So when you're feeling that, because the card I pulled right after I had that image come to me was romance and connection, and it's this, you know, beautiful card of these two people together, you know, very much in love. And I'm like, oh, that's so. Anytime you get that feeling of him being there, you know, you know, when you get those butterflies in your stomach and the, that, that's him. Mm. That's him. You are seeing him. You are, he is showing himself to you in that way. He's showing himself to you through the light. He's showing himself to you through the butterflies. All of those things are him.
That makes
now
me so happy.
He's not going to take on the same form. What's that?
I said that makes me happy.
Yeah. And that's what he's trying to do. That's what he's doing,
yeah.
Just like he did when he was here in the physical form. And so what else did I write down? Also, October is a very, very powerful month for the thinning of the veil as well. So if you're working on this, if you're relaxing and allowing it to come through, I'm not going to say that he'll never show himself in the physical form, because that will eventually happen. But he's also going to show himself to you in all these other ways as well. So he's always with you.
Yeah.
I talk away. I always am talking when I'm here, when I'm by myself or with whoever's here. I don't really care. I talk all the time to whoever I want to. So go right ahead. He loves to hear from you. You know, and that is keeping him with you. That is, you know, inviting him in, because spirit can't come into our world and intervene with us unless we ask them to. So go ahead and invite him in. They were talking about, you know, cooking something for his, you know, something that he liked or whatever. Create an evening for you. Set the intention that you want him to, you know, I want to spend an evening with you and, you know, just us. Invite him to come and join you. And then put on your favorite songs, you know, set the mood, have a little, you know, whatever your favorite thing was to eat or snack on or whatever. And that's your intention, that you're having an evening with his energy. And
cheeseburgers tomorrow.
There you go. And just relax.
Oh, go.
You know, when we want to see and we want to use our intuition, sometimes we push too hard. We're trying, like setting your alarm. You don't need to do any of that. Just allow it to come in. Just let go. As soon as you
just
surrender, just like Mary said, you'll pop up at 4:30 in the morning, and guess what? It'll be right there. Don't focus on trying to force yourself, because then you drive yourself crazy with those details. When you just relax.
Well, that would
be
typically me.
Yeah.
That would be typically me.
Those moments when you're in between half asleep, half awake, right? Like when you doze off and you're like, oh, I thought I saw something, right? Well, as soon as you tried, right, to see it, it went away. But if you had stayed in that state, you would have had your whole thing. And it's hard. We all, you know, we all do it. It's our natural reaction. So just try more to relax. And I think, you know, you're ready for it. You want to see him. You want him to be with you, and you want him to show you. And he is. So, you know, every time you see those signs, just like Mary said, give gratitude. Say thank you. Thank you for coming to visit.
Yes.
I see you.
I'm so grateful.
The lights in our house are constantly crazy. Sometimes I don't know, like, if I'm not paying attention and all of a sudden the light goes out, I'm like, oh. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here. And then
I have one more question.
On.
I have one more question, and then I'll let you go to the next caller, because I know this is long. And I'm so grateful and appreciative for all of the comments and all of the knowledge. But do you think he's happy that we're having the celebration of life at one of his favorite watering holes here?
Well, of course. What more could he ask for?
I mean, I think he... Pardon?
He can't wait.
Well, I can't wait either. I just hope it's successful and that all the people who said they were... you know, that they were really sorry about what happened,
and really liked him, that they will be there, that it will be successful. I know that's a strange way of putting it, but
you have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
There's nothing to worry about at all, because when people are loved, they are definitely shown that love after they're gone. So there will be more than you expect. So the last thing I want to tell you, Linda, is that the dogs definitely know he's there. Our mm-hmm. animals are way more sensitive and intuitive than we are. They're more in connection.
Oh, I know.
So they sense spirit as soon as they come in the room. And they, you know, just like Jan said, he's right there. He's watching everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, you know, just talk to the dogs too. Say, you know, oh, I love you. I'm sorry I can't pet all of you as much as I could when Dad was here, because I have to do it all by myself now. You know.
Well,
so
I tell Roxy that all the time.
Yeah.
I do. And the other two are always near me. But mm-hmm. she's a little more standoffish. But she was, even when he was here, as long as she knew that we were here, she was mm-hmm. content. And we'd find her on the bed or in here in the office, on her chair. So, you know, it's just, I just need to talk to her more. And I have been talking
mm-hmm.
to her. So
yeah.
I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah. And I think she's trying to not make you feel guilty. She's trying to say, I can be okay. You know.
She's a fabulous dog. Anyway, just knowing that he is around us, and that, I mean, I say thank you to my angels, whoever they may be, including him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All the time. This being involved in these phone calls and with Sacred Embers and DC and Jan, even though it's only on Facebook, but it's opened a world for me, to be honest with you. And not that I wasn't involved before to a degree, because I believe I brought a dog home who had been missing 8 months up north in the Atlanta area. After talking with a communicator, she gave me the wherewithal to talk to Chance. And within three weeks of that seminar and my talking to him, visualizing him and having him visualize, the dog was safe with us again. He was a rescue. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. So, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm just thrilled about all this. Thank you so much, all of you.
You're
and
welcome.
I think
Mary still has a message for you.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
I do.
Cards,
I do,
cards.
Linda. yes, the cards, but they want me to remind you, although Liz did mention it, the barking of the dog, because when my nephew passed away, my daughter's dog was going crazy at 2:30 in the morning, barking at the door, at the garage,
mm-hmm.
and I opened it, I'm like, there's nobody there, and I was trying to talk to him, and he was just like barking away. I'm like, and then I asked my nephew, are you here? And I, you know, obviously he was there. You know, and animals do have
mm-hmm.
that sensory, extra sensory. And as I was waiting to give you the message, my mom, age 57 was when my mom passed away, her time of death. And, you know, it was just age 57 now. So they wanted me to tell you that's another way they can show you, like, time of death. Like, for me, mom comes through her birthday and her time of death. Anytime I see A57, I know it's mom, you know. So,
That's interesting because, I just thought of that. He died at 4:01 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That that's when they lost him.
So if you see 401, that means he's around you, because that's what I just felt mom wanted me to tell you. You know, the time of death, also their birthdays, you know, you could see it in the plate, in a plate number on a, in a car, or, you know, anywhere you go. So this is the card that came through for you, or four cards, from Talking to Heaven from James Van Praagh. I didn't even have this deck out. I was told to take it out. So it said, as a soul, I can be in several places at once. Without the human body, I am free. I have and I have amazing new abilities. I can travel to any place and almost any dimension with just a thought. It's like living in one of those flying dreams that you and I discussed. So I can be with you as often as you need, and it won't hold my spiritual growth. If you miss my presence, just say the word, and I'm there by your side instantly. Although I'm not technically an angel yet, because I still have my human ego to deal with and learn about, I am like an angel to you. I will do my best to protect you always, and you can count upon my continuing love. So that that card has a unicorn and a beautiful sunset. So I don't know if that's significant, sunsets and unicorns. And then the next card is just an emotional card for me. I always give you a kiss, a goodnight kiss, and it's got a big heart. And it says, I know that you still need me in your life, so I make my presence known in order to comfort you. I enlarge my energy so that you can clearly feel me standing next to you. One thing that I did get, Linda, was that I was getting really warm. So if you get really warm, it's because he's next to you. And I feel like that could be a signal also. And he says, and I move significant objects that remind you of our shared times together. So if that's not happening, it will be happening. And then he says, when you are ready to go to sleep, I always visit with a loving kiss to tuck you safely into bed. My love for you has been elevated to its purest level, and I am now so close to you as a soul can be. So when I'm with you, please know that my intentions are solely to help and comfort you. Of course, I receive great happiness from sharing more time with you, but ultimately, my goodnight kisses are my way of bringing heavenly healing energy into your life. Oh, wow, that's so beautiful. So, my dad wants me to say something else too. So my dad touches my hair. So you might feel like a light touch as well, or a light touch in your face. That's him kissing you good night. So, you know,
that is so lovely.
The that is right. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to cry. I'm like, I'm going to cry. I was so emotional reading it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, you know, today was a stressful day for me. Unrelated to, you know, him. And all of a sudden, it was like having a hot flash. I don't get hot flashes anymore.
That's him.
But
that was it.
It was intense. That's how warm I felt. And I went to turn the air conditioning down a degree because I thought that the house was too warm. That's amazing. That had never happened
before.
Because
that's how he came in, like, and he's giving me a confirmation. I'm getting chills. Like, yeah, that's how he came in just now as I was reading all these messages for you. It was just like I got so hot. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, my body feels like it's 105 degrees.
Wow.
And then the last two cards is, I have no more earthly worries. And the card is so beautiful. It has sunflowers and a sunset, another sunset. So, and sunflowers are so beautiful. And the last card was, now I have no pain. And he's giving you lilies. I think they're lilies. They're yellow flowers. Again, yellow is very significant with the sunset being yellow on two cards. So yellow is beautiful. Yellow, I believe, is rebirth as well. So that's a beautiful message as well.
Tell me the message again.
The last one was, I have no more earthly worries, with sunflowers.
Right.
And the last one was, now I have no pain.
No pain.
And all the cards, there's three cards with yellow on it.
Interesting. Then maybe I ought to get yellow flowers for his, for the table.
Yeah, and sunflowers are so beautiful. Like, I love sunflowers. And these are, I believe, they're lilies. And yellow symbolizes happiness, warmth, and sunshine. So, and faith, having faith, having joy, you know, as much as you can, right? So, you know, he's giving you all those. So what a beautiful message. Wow.
Oh,
and the heart.
Wow. Yes, I'm kind of overwhelmed because I got much, I received much more than I anticipated. So I thank you. I thank you all so very, very much.
God bless you. God bless you, Linda.
And
you know, anytime you need to call, just call. You know, we're here for you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It means
so
a lot.
Welcome.
You're all very, very gifted, and I appreciate your time and your messages.
Thank
you,
Linda.
So much. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Good night, Linda.
You too.
Good night, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, how beautiful.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was. Wow. Well, we've come to the end of the show. We went a little over, but that was just such an amazing call. Wow. And with Constance. It's just so amazing, right? The way we get our messages, like, different, right? But it all resonated together with that perfect message she needed to hear today with the angel numbers. I just love that.
Yeah.
You know, the angel numbers are so significant to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they still are. I mean, even every day I get messages from them and I just look them up. You know, if it's not 1111 or 111 or the usual numbers, I just like have to look it up. Like tonight I got 9911. So like four times my watch wouldn't change 9911. I'm like, okay, I did more than 9911 steps, 9,911 steps. So, you know, I'll have to look that one up. So, but yeah, it's just so amazing how they communicate with us and just allowing them to come help us, you know, because we have to ask, you know, if we don't ask or give them permission, they're not allowed to come into, you know, and help us. How beautiful this show. Thank you, ladies. I'm so glad to be back with you ladies.
Yeah.
And next week, CC.
Yes, thank
we'll
you
be
so
back.
Much.
You're welcome, Peg.
I'm so glad
and
you
I
are back.
I loved your message.
Too.
My gosh. And Jen, those beautiful poems. Oh.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you.
Everything was so beautiful. Thank you, ladies.
It was a beautiful night, ladies.
It really was.
Very nice.
It really was. It was fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So God bless, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good night. For the rest of the people that were on hold, I took down the numbers for next week. I'll pick them both up. We'll all be back next week. God bless and good night, everyone.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.